It's Pentecost Sunday, June 12th.
Was sundown last night to
sundown
tonight.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to start our service off with, I'm sure most of us are familiar, but I did want to read from Acts, and it's Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. And I think we know that the fully come means they were all in one accord, they were all in unity, there was no division. So let that, I pray, be the tone for today's service as we celebrate. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like the rushing of a violent tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were separated and distributed, and which settled on each one of them. And they were all filled, diffused throughout their souls with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages or tongues as the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expression in each tongue in appropriate words. And I don't have that word loud circled, but I think I will, because that's a good indication as to when we're praying. We don't need to be praying like this so nobody can hear us.
Amen.
We need to be loud with our tongues.
Go, girl.
And there were then residing in Jerusalem Jews, devout and God-fearing men from every country under heaven. And when the sound was heard, the multitude came together, and they were astonished and bewildered, because each one heard them, the apostles, speaking in his own particular dialect. And they were beside themselves with amazement, saying, "Are we not all these who are talking Galileans? Then how is it that we hear each of us in our own particular dialect to which we were born?" And then it says for a couple of sentences, all the different provinces and cities and towns and whatever, that I have not mastered the pronunciation of. "We all hear them speaking in our own native tongues and telling of the mighty works of God. And all were beside themselves with amazement and were puzzled and bewildered, saying one to another, 'What can this mean?' The others made a joke of it and said they were simply drunk and full of sweet, intoxicating wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'You Jews and all your residents of Jerusalem, let this be explained to you so that you will know and understand. Listen closely to what I have to say. For these men are not drunk, as you imagine, for it is only the third hour of the day. But instead, this is the beginning of what was spoken through the prophet of Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, God declares, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, telling forth the divine counsels, and your young men shall see visions, divinely granted appearances, and your old men shall dream divinely suggested dreams. Yes, and on my men servants also, and on my maid servants in those days, I will pour out of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, telling forth the divine counsels and predicting future events pertaining especially to God's kingdom." So everyone was going to be included. "And I will show wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and smoking vapor. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the obvious day of the Lord comes, that great and notable and conspicuous and renowned day. And it shall be that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord invoking, adoring, and worshiping the Lord Christ shall be saved. And that was from Joel 2:28-32. You men of Israel, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man accredited and pointed out and shown forth and commended and attested to you by God by the mighty works and the power of performing wonders and signs which God worked through him right in your midst. As you yourselves know, this Jesus, when delivered up according to the definite and fixed purpose and settled plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and put on the way, killing him, by the hands of lawless and wicked men. But God raised him up, liberating him from the pangs of death, seeing that it was not possible for him to continue to be controlled or retained by it. For David says in regard to him, I saw the Lord constantly before me, for he is at my right hand, and I may not be shaken or overthrown or cast down from my secure and happy state. Therefore, my heart rejoiced and my tongue exulted exceedingly. Moreover, my flesh also will dwell in hope. Will encamp, pitch its tent, and dwell in hope, in anticipation of the resurrection. For you will not abandon my soul, leaving it helpless in Hades, the state of departed spirits, nor let your Holy One know decay or see destruction of the body after death. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will enrapture me, diffusing my soul with joy, with and in your presence. Brethren, it is permitted me to tell you confidently and with freedom concerning the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being, however, a prophet, and knowing that God had sealed to him with an oath that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke by foreknowledge of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not deserted in death and left in Hades, the state of departed spirits, nor did his body know decay or see destruction. This Jesus God raised up, and of all we, his disciples, are witnesses. Being therefore lifted high by and to the right hand of God, and have received from the Father the promised blessing, which is the Holy Spirit, he has made this outpouring, which you yourselves both see and hear. For David did not ascend into heaven, yet he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand and share my throne, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let the whole house of Israel recognize beyond all doubt and acknowledge assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, the Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were stung, cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? Peter answered them, repent. Change your views and purpose to accept the will of God in your inner selves instead of rejecting it. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of and release from your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise of the Holy Spirit is to and for you and your children and for all that are far away, even to and for as many as the Lord our God invites and bids to come to himself. And Peter solemnly and earnestly witnessed and admonished with much more continuous speaking, and warned them, saying, be saved from this crooked, perverse, wicked, unjust generation. Therefore, those who accepted and welcomed his message were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they steadfastly persevered devoting themselves constantly to the instruction and fellowship of the apostles, to the breaking of bread, including the Lord's Supper, and prayers. And a sense of awe, reverential fear, came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were performed through the apostles, the special messengers. And all who believed were united, and together they had everything in common. And they sold their possessions, well, and just goes on and on, but I believe that kind of sets the tone for today's service. And what I'd like to do is just ask the Holy Spirit to send his fire. So, Holy Spirit, let your fire fall.